Green Gables, and I've come to confess, if you please.
Confess what?
That it was all my fault about jumping on your bed last night. I suggested it. Diana would never have thought of such a thing.
Oh.
Diana is a very ladylike girl, Miss Barry, so you must see how unjust it is to blame her.
Oh, I must, eh? I rather think Diana did her share of the jumping. Such carryings on in a respectable house.
But we were only in fun. I think you ought to forgive us, Miss Barry, now that we've apologized. Anyhow, please forgive Diana and let her have her music lessons. If you must be cross with anyone, be cross with me. I've been so used since my early days to having people cross at me that I can endure it much better than Diana can.
I don't think that's any excuse that you were only in fun. You don't know what it is to be awakened out of a sound sleep after a long and arduous journey by two great girls coming bounce down upon you.
Oh, I don't know, but I can imagine. Yeah. I'm sure it must have been very disturbing. But then there is our side of it, too. Have you any imagination, Miss Barry?
Yes.
If you have, just put yourself in our place. We didn't know there was anybody in that bed, and you nearly scared us to death. And then we couldn't sleep in the spare room after being promised. I suppose you are used to sleeping in spare rooms, but just imagine what you would feel like if you were a little orphan girl who had never had such an honor.
I'm afraid my imagination is a little rusty. It's so long since I used it. I dare say your claim to sympathy is as strong as mine. It all depends on the way we look at it. Now, sit down here and tell me about yourself.
I would like to, because you seem like an interesting lady. You might even be a kindred spirit, although you don't look like one.
Huh?
But it is my duty to go home. Miss Marilla Cuthbert is a very kind lady who is trying to bring me up properly. She is doing her best, but it is very discouraging work. You must not blame her because I jumped on the bed. But before I go, please tell me you will forgive Diana and stay just as long as you meant to in Avonlea.
I think perhaps I will, if you will come over and talk to me occasionally.